You good? I was waiting for you to give me the thumbs up. There you go. Good evening. The regular meeting of the Joint Land Use Board for Thursday, May 26, 2022 is called to order. I wish to announce that the Open Public Meeting Law, known as the Sunshine Law of 1975, has been complied with. The notice of this meeting was advertised at our reorganization meeting, at which time our official newspapers were notified. Copies were placed on the bulletin boards. Would everybody stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? Okay, the following will be on the agenda for the regular meeting of the Joint Land Use Board for Thursday, 26th. Roll call, please.
Mayor Roach.
Here.
Councilwoman Hess. Mr. Wells.
Here.
Ms. Joy Jackson.
Here.
Ms. Masuli. Mr. Dawson.
Here.
Ms. Tripoli.
Here.
Mr. Jermaine Jackson.
Here.
Ms. DiDomenico. Ms. Prodish.
Here.
And Mr. Vandergriff.
Here. First resolution is JLUB 22-4, JC Custom Design and Build, Block 261, Lot 1. Could I have a motion to approve the resolution?
Make a motion to approve.
Could I have a second? Jermaine. Okay. I just forgot to do it. Roll call.
Mayor Roach.
Yes.
Mr. Wells.
Yes.
Ms. Joy Jackson.
Yes.
Mr. Dawson.
Abstain.
Ms. Tripoli.
Abstain.
Mr. Jermaine Jackson.
Yes.
Mr. Vandergriff.
Yes. Next resolution is JLUB 22-5. LRD Ventures LLC, Block 80, Lot 9. Could I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve.
Roll call. Jermaine.
Mayor Roach.
Yes.
Mr. Wells.
Yes.
Ms. Joy Jackson.
Yes.
Mr. Dawson.
Abstain.
Ms. Tripoli.
Abstain.
Mr. Jermaine Jackson?
Yes.
Mr. Vandergriff?
Yes. Okay. Next resolution is JLUB 22-6, Ahan, Block 94, Lot 10. Can I have a motion?
Make motion to approve.
Have a second?
Second.
Jermaine? Okay. Roll call.
Mayor Roach?
Yes.
Mr. Wells?
Yes.
Ms. Joy Jackson?
Yes.
Mr. Dawson.
Abstain.
Ms. Tripoli.
Abstain.
Mr. Jermaine Jackson.
Yes.
And Mr. Vandergriff.
Yes. Okay. Last resolution, JLUB 22-7, J. Vomey, Block 101.03, Lot 3. Could I have a motion?
Make motion to approve.
Second.
Roll call.
Mayor Roach.
Yes.
Mr. Wells.
Yes.
Ms. Joy Jackson.
Yes.
Mr. Dawson.
Abstain.
Ms. Tripoli.
Abstain.
Mr. Jermaine Jackson.
Yes.
And Mr. Vandergriff.
Yes. Okay. Item number 6, new business. Application JLUB 22-8. Ludosa Enterprises LLC. 602 East Maple Avenue, Block 99, Lot 2. Minor site plan. use variance and bulk variances to make coffee shop with apartment on second floor.
If we could let the record reflect that the, because this is a use variance, Mayor Roach is recusing himself. And so with that, I think we have a seven-member board here.
Board, make six.
She's a...
I'm sorry, good. Okay, that's fine. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, my name is Chris Boches, and I'm a licensed attorney here in the office of the Northeast, and here representing the applicant, the Dosa Enterprises LLC. With me this evening is the managing member of the applicant, the leading facility. Also with me is James Clancy, the project engineer, Tiffany Marcy, the planner, and Raymond Brockman, who's the architect. Maybe you want to have them all stand and sworn in at this time?
Sorry. Sorry. I might have recorded.
I'm sorry.
All righty, if you, if we could start by stating your name and address, you can give your business address if you prefer.
Tiffany Marcy, 7 Equestrian Drive, Galloway, New Jersey.
Jim Clancy, 601 Asbury Avenue, National Park.
Ray Brogdon, 208 Rabbit Run Road, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, 08003.
Luigi Bethune, Memorial's Restaurant, across the street.
Okay, if you could raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm that the testimony that you will give this evening will be the whole truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Guess it'll work if I leave that there like that, hopefully. Is that picking it up okay? Okay. I think we have two sets of plans that were submitted. The site plan prepared by Clancy and Associates and the architectural drawings. Do we want to mark them as P1 and P2? What's that? We're going to put them up here, yeah. James Clancy. Mr. Clancy, by whom are you employed?
Clancy and Associates.
And you're a licensed engineer in the state of New Jersey?
Yeah.
And your practice is primarily centered around civil engineering?
Civil and structural.
And you've represented clients before planning and zoning boards in cases similar to the one here this evening?
Many.
And you've, in fact, you've testified before this board in the past, have you not?
A long time ago.
I'd ask that the board acknowledge Mr. Clancy as an expert in civil engineering.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Your plan has been marked as A1. Do you want to just go ahead and explain the concept of the plan to the board?
Yeah, I guess so. But our great engineer over here did a nice paragraph on it. But basically, wants to do a little coffee shop on the bottom with breakfast and a one-bedroom apartment above. We're looking at 5 spaces along the street front. He's doing a small addition, and then we're going to basically spruce it up with a nice overlay to make everything look nice and neat and fresh. That's it in a nutshell.
You might have to find this already overlay?
Yeah.
So it's not just,
No.
I was wondering, that's one of the questions in the ladder, right? What part of portions or whatever, so you just get the whole thing?
Yeah.
There are some comments in the report that Mr. Hansen authored with regard to, for example, the proposed concrete driveway apron and concrete sidewalks. He wants them to be require steel or welded wire mesh reinforcing. We can do that. That's
sure.
No problem. Vehicle turning templates will be added to the plan.
Could
you refer to them as the item numbers so I have that for my notes?
I'm talking about item number 7 in Mr. Hansen's report, Mr. President.
Okay.
I'd ask to waive the turning templates because we're just going to have cars and maybe a van for drop-off delivery.
So it'll be more than a passenger vehicle, than a passenger van?
Correct.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Okay, cool.
I know we talked about that turn movement to back out into the, to back out, to come back south, I guess that is, on Maple Avenue.
Okay.
And after you and I and Tiffany spoke, I didn't realize that it was, look, from what I was seeing, look, the tracks are a lot closer than what it is, and we have to hold with that street to back up, so I don't think anybody's, my concerns are that I'm going to agree with regard to that, so I know we did, the parking deficiencies, the restaurants and experience, sometimes I think it's probably better than the gas station.
Do you know what item number that was, so the solicitor can have?
Number three.
Three.
Under general, page four.
Page four?
Yeah, I think three.
So if they're able to back it up and not even be in the right way, our ordinance does not allow vehicles to back into a right-of-way or something like that, but if they will be able to back straight out, they will pretty wide, so.
Okay.
I'm not really that concerned about that.
Number eight on page five raises the issue, requesting testimony with regard to the extent of the parking area is going to be resurfaced.
Yeah. We're just going to.
Just go really the whole thing.
I said, you're going up with that, but then that's fine.
I didn't specifically say on the plan whether the entire spot where you're going to move the tree on page some of it, but I didn't know if it was going to really address it, if it was consistent or if it was going to be down areas in order to set it in reserves to the private parking area, maybe you would want to start with it. So, we're good there.
Okay.
I don't have any additional questions unless the members of the board have questions for Mr. Francis.
I had a question. Looks like there was room saying there antique.
I'm sorry?
It said something about antique display.
I'll let Mr. Basile talk about that.
Okay.
How about the trash enclosure comment?
Yeah, Mr. Basile will.
He's going to do that, okay. Okay, sure.
We'll cover whatever's.
Okay.
I'm not making notes, so whatever's not covered out of whatever we can do appropriately.
Okay. At this time, I call Raymond Brogdon.
Let me get set up. You guys okay with this?
No.
I'll hold it up.
All right. Mr. Brogdon, you are a licensed architect?
Yes.
And you are licensed in the state of New Jersey?
Yes.
And you have testified before zoning and planning boards with regard to applications that require architectural drawings?
Yes.
All right. You've not appeared before?
I have not.
I would ask that the board recognize him as an architect for purposes of his testimony. He is licensed in New Jersey.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Do you want to explain what your drawings represent?
Sure. What we are doing is renovating and rehabbing this existing vacant building into a coffee and breakfast restaurant with a maximum of 24 seats. It is mainly going to be used for takeout food and breakfast and lunch, nothing more than that. Currently, the building is vacant and it is has a one-story, an apartment on the second story, right now, what the plan is to have double doors here, and for the, for this space up here to be vacant storage space for Luigi. He can describe that a little bit more, but what we are doing is taking the existing front patio, and we're going to add a covered porch to that, so that way you're not walking right into the coffee and breakfast restaurant. We're going to infill this area here that's covered right now and make that part of the seating area for the breakfast bar counter. We're going to add a one-story addition back here to for the kitchen and prep area to serve the breakfast bar area. I mean, we're going to reuse this front door to access the second floor apartment, which we put out to be a one-bedroom and open area for the kitchen and living and dining area.
Did you put that the handicap ramp?
Oh, I did not. So to make this breakfast lunch restaurant a accessible for the ADA, we're in, installing a new handicap ramp in front of the I guess existing north one-story add-on. So if we go back to the other June plan, site plan, the handicap ramp will be in front of the parking. So when you the handicap parking space will be right here. You you unload and then you you go up the, you access the restaurant through the handicap ramp that will be installed. As far as the renovations to the building, we are going to do a complete renovation to the entire building, and basically we're going to add new, I believe the upper roof was already recently shingled, so we're not going to touch that, but we are putting new vinyl siding all throughout this building. Except for this rear portion, which is existing and in good condition. So we're going to add new vinyl siding up here, add the new covered front porch, and then we're going to add siding down here and paint to match this siding. So, with new windows all throughout.
Okay, there was a question raised in Ms. Anderson's letter about the signage. We're going to ensure that whatever is proposed is going to meet the borough code, but can you show where the signage will be placed on the building?
Yes, so we are going to, we go back to the floor plan. It'll be hung over this new covered porch, basically on a diagonal, so that way. So that way you can see it from either Maple or Berlin.
So it's going to be a facade sign?
Yeah, it's going to be a wood wood or vinyl sign with lighting, gooseneck lighting to illuminate it. So it's not going to be a illuminated sign from within. It's going to be
facade sign with gooseneck lighting.
You know, or some exterior. Yeah.
So you'll have to come back for a variance, obviously.
You know, it'll come back.
Okay.
Anything else you want to add?
Not at this time, unless anybody has any questions.
Any questions from the board?
Do you feel that there's enough parking for all of this in the front?
Me? I'm not qualified to answer.
I can address it. We figure we have to have one for the employee, one for the tenant, one for the handicap, so it really only leaves two for patrons. So, I mean, that's the, we can't get more than five in, and it meets the code requirements.
But then you have seating for 25.
No, we have seating for...
24 seats.
Four and a handicap.
Just four people seating.
24 seats.
I thought I just heard someone say 24.
You did. You did, I wrote it down.
Did you say 24 seats?
I said it could accommodate 24 seats, but...
We're just proposing four seats.
We're only proposing four.
I mean, there's four counter seats?
Four counter seats and a handicap.
Oh, and a handicap, I'm sorry. Four counter seats and a handicap.
I'm sorry, that's why I was asking him, because I could have sworn I heard him say 24.
Correct.
So there'll be no tables, right?
No tables. No, I'm going off of my plumbing tables.
And where's the handicap?
It's right here, it's got the spot.
Oh, okay, so it's five places, four spots...
And I have to show for a handicap.
And a handicap spot, five seats. But the five should be sufficient parking spaces.
Yeah.
I just heard 26, that's what I heard.
No, the one bathroom, you know, by code. But what's on the paper trumps all that.
Okay, so nothing further? We can have a seat. Is this yours? I'll ask Tiffany Marcy to step forward. Ms. Marcy, you are a licensed planner in the state of New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
And your practice specializes in providing testimony in land use and zoning issues similar to the case here this evening?
Yes, it does.
And you've appeared before, I assume, numerous planning or zoning boards throughout the New Jersey over the years?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever appeared before this board?
Yes, I have.
Okay. I would ask that she be treated as an expert witness for purposes of the testimony this evening.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. You've been asked to inspect the site and the surrounding community in order to provide testimony tonight with regard to the requirements for use variance, is that correct?
Yes.
Would you tell the board what you did to prepare for your testimony tonight?
Yes, I reviewed the application material, the professional's reports, as well as your local ordinances and documents, and visited the site and the surrounding area.
Okay. And is it your opinion that the proposed use advances the purposes of the municipal land use law?
Yes.
All right, do you want to explain to the board why you reached that decision?
Yes, and so we're here because we require a use variance to maintain the residential apartment on the second floor. This is an existing residential structure. We're adding the commercial use, which is permitted in the B1 zone, which we're located, but we require a variance because it would be a mixed-use building, keeping some aspect of the residential component on the property. We also require setback variances for the addition of the handicap ramp and squaring off the building along Berlin Avenue. In this instance, in terms of the application, for a use variance component, we have to show that the site is particularly suited to the proposed use, that this change does not exacerbate the conditions and promotes the purposes of zoning. Here you have an adaptive reuse of an existing dwelling in the municipality. Your B1 zone runs all along Berlin Avenue, and you have a variety of uses, more residential uses than commercial uses in your B1 zone. You have your pizza parlor up the street, you have the Quick Check or the convenience store across the street from this property, and a tax preparing service right in the general vicinity. This property is on the far side, abutted by the railroads, and was used for residential purposes, and we're adding this coffee shop to the first floor and maintaining a one-bedroom, one-bath apartment on the second floor. This, in my professional opinion, is a way to preserve the residential character in the commercial district. You want commercial, but what you have is a character along Berlin Avenue with the larger homes, older homes. It's not a commercial development aside, the only structure that seems to appear more commercial is the convenience store across the street. Even the pizza parlor is a residential structure that's been converted and appears to have apartments on the second level. The tax preparer facility is a single story as well. But instead of changing the character and taking this down and putting just a commercial structure here, this allows us to maintain that feel of Berlin Avenue without still going and advancing the purposes of your zoning. In terms of particular suitability, because the site has the existing features on it, the existing structure on it, is able to accommodate the parking because we're doing a small coffee shop with limited seating on the property, has access on a corner lot, which actually provides it better accessibility because you're not coming in and out directly off of Berlin. You have your parking lot off of Maple Avenue, so it's not as highly traveled as compared to Berlin Avenue. And reusing this building and maintaining it add those unique features that make the site and the use with this residential apartment maintained on the second floor fitting well together and creating that particular suitability on this property. The B1 zone is in your ordinance designed to provide professional uses serving the neighborhood in which they are located. The coffee shop provides that service to the neighborhood. It's not a drive-through facility. It's not a large facility. You heard it's not even 6 seats. It's 5 seats in the facility. So it provides that opportunity with limited hours for the coffee shop component to be available to the surrounding community. The residential unit being located on the second level provides an avenue of having someone on the site continuously, so it's not empty at night, so there's always someone there, so there's always someone paying attention to what's going on the property. In terms of the municipal land use law, I believe that the use variance component of this also provides an opportunity to provide sufficient space in appropriate locations for a variety of uses and promoting an appropriate population density within the municipality. Mixed use is not a permitted use in your zoning ordinance, but mixed use does make sense when you have a component like this where the two, you're reusing an existing building, the coffee shop can't take over the entire building and otherwise it would be left vacant and it has limited hours, so there's someone there when no one else is in the coffee shop. I also believe it promotes the purpose of zoning to create a desired visual environment through creative development techniques and good civic design and arrangement. Again, I think although Berlin Avenue is your B1 business zone, it's not your highway commercial business zone and you want to maintain that residential feel that really exists along much of Berlin Avenue in this area, and keeping that residential component and keeping the structure instead of starting from scratch allows for that to continue to keep that present and that aesthetic in the area on Berlin Avenue. In terms of the negative criteria, the application, in my professional opinion, does not substantially impair the intent and purpose of your zoning ordinance or your master plan documents. I believe that the site can accommodate the development and meet the requirements of your ordinance. We do have two bulk variances, but the bulk variances are related to being able to maintain the structure in its current location and providing that appropriate flow on the first floor for handicap accessibility and just squaring off that building. Those setbacks are required because of the location of the existing structure. The property is, while your ordinance requires buffering, it requires buffering to residential zones. The property is surrounded, basically, in my opinion, by three streets because the railroad tracks are not a property. It's a traveled roadway just by a train. So you have Berlin, Maple, and the railroad tracks on three sides. And the other side, there is a residential use, but there's a large distance of open space between this property and the surrounding and the next door neighbor in terms of the structures and the areas that are used. So the site lends itself to this mixed-use component of having that commercial component without impacting the surrounding area and not needing any additional landscaping or buffering to screen it from any other residential use. In terms of the second prong of the negative criteria, is there a substantial detriment to the public good by allowing the mixed use of this building? In my professional opinion, again, there is not a substantial detriment to the public good. I think it is a positive to keep existing buildings and keep that architecture and that feel and provide an opportunity for a variety of housing in the community, allow for a place for someone to live while there's a business below, really advances many principles of planning in terms of mixed-use development It's not an overuse of the property, we're not putting a two or three bedroom apartment, it's a one bedroom apartment that will work and function with a small scale coffee shop. The site can accommodate and meets the parking requirements of your ordinance and meets all of the other setback requirements of your ordinance aside from the changes that we're proposing based on the existing structure. For that, I believe there's no substantial detriment to the public good or impairment of your zone plan and zoning ordinance. In sum, I believe there are substantial benefits from this application, allowing for this to work together on this property, that advance the purposes of zoning that I enumerated earlier, and that any negative impacts from this are not so substantial as to create an imbalance and outweigh the positive impacts from this proposed development. I think maintaining the feel while introducing the commercial along this roadway in your B1 zone has an advantage to the community in advancing your goals and objectives. And that is really, let's say.
I have no other questions.
Okay.
I'll open it to the board.
I didn't mean to make everyone so quiet, I'm sorry.
All right, we have one last witness to testify.
We're going to have to talk about some variances too, or is that?
So I.
Well, she kind of did.
Yeah, they subsume into the use variance, but I did reference them in terms of the negative criteria aspect because they kind of relate to the existing building and the location of the existing building. And just so it's on the record, the front yard setback is required to be 30 feet, and it's 5.9 feet to Berlin Avenue currently, where we're adding that addition, but the paving and the curb line is substantially further than the property line, so there's more than 5.9 feet for the traveled right of way. And then the handicap ramp is 18 feet from Maple Avenue, which provides appropriate room for the parking to be in front of that and access to the structure. So, okay.
The other variances, the bulk variances, are pre-existing uses, all of them.
Right.
You also have the buffer between non-residential parking area and the non-residential property.
Well, that's backed by the train tracks, the 1 foot where it comes in.
It's a technicality, but it's a variance technically.
Yes.
These are the variance for Colorado, I don't think we need any.
Yeah, there was one variance.
And the benefit to having that extra parking space, I think, is important, given that there's adequate buffering and separation of the railroad tracks.
There was one variance you missed in your letter that does show on the plan, though. That was the minimum lot frontage requires 30 feet, it's 65.69 existing in the code.
Yeah.
It's the same as the other three pre-existing.
Okay.
So I just wanted to mention that. But it's on the plans, and I mentioned it in the application, so it should be covered.
Ms. Morrissey, on the buffering there, I just wanted to see if I had it right. You're saying with regard to that variance, the goals of having good parking space would really mitigate the need to have a buffering.
That and the fact that there is vegetation on the railroad tracks property that's not going to change as well, so you're not butting up to an actual property that's used by someone that's going to be impacted by that parking space. It's connecting to the green area on the side of the railroad track. Okay, thank you.
I guess I have a question. On the Berlin Road side, what's the distance between the building and the curb?
I don't have a scale.
Is there going to be sidewalks there?
I don't think there's any curb.
From here to here, so this is kind of the other thing.
Right next to that, going the other way.
Well, the problem is, if it ever does get developed, we're not going to be able to put sidewalks in if there's not sidewalks previously. So in the future.
About
16
feet to the edge of the road.
16 feet? Okay. So, I mean. So there's 16 feet. There could be sidewalks put in there on the Berlin side because we have people always walking and everybody walks down to the speed line. Okay. So I know there's vacant land in between, but when that vacant land becomes developed, we got to be able to have sidewalks there to make them put sidewalks in if it ever gets developed. So,
yeah,
and that way, and when the snowplow comes along, we gotta have it cleared so at least they can walk instead of walking in Berlin Road. That's a problem, so.
We're talking about.
So did he say?
He, look, he shook his head, but I. Yeah, but the problem is that if that ever does come up before us, we gotta have it, we gotta start it somewheres, so.
I have a question, if you could help me with, because this doesn't say. Does the property owner only own block 199, I'm sorry, 99 lot 2? Does he also own lot 1?
No, lot 1 is owned by William Albrecht on the property owner list.
Thank you.
Also, one of the comments that we didn't hit on, the hours of operation which are on the plan, which are Tuesday to Sunday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Yeah, we just wanna cover that. Any other questions for Ms. Morrison? Okay, thank you. All right, now we call the troublemaker. Mr. Vasili, there are a number of issues that were raised in the review letter that you need to testify about. Why don't you first start telling us, how many employees do you anticipate working in the coffee breakfast shop?
One, sir.
And what hours of operation do you propose?
I was thinking about from 8 a.m., like, probably 4.
Excuse me, can you get closer and talk into the microphone?
Yeah, we can't hear you.
Just pick it up out of there if you have to.
We heard 8 a.m., that's all we heard.
Yep, 8 to 4.
Tuesday to Sunday?
Yeah, close on Monday.
So it's 8 a.m., so when?
Yeah, 3, 4, depends.
All right, you also need to tell the board about deliveries to the site. Now, you have a specific way of operating with your restaurant, why don't you tell the board?
Well, it's not like we're gonna have these big trucks, like those Cisco US food trucks, you know. I have a guy with a small van, he goes shopping and he brings the stuff back. That's how we run our business.
How often do you expect that this small van will be delivering supplies to the facility?
Two times a week.
Two times a week? Does it usually come at a particular time of day?
In the morning.
In the morning?
Yep.
So there won't be any large-sized delivery trucks?
No, I don't usually, I don't do this make.
Okay. Can you explain to the board how the food preparation aspect of the business will operate?
Well, we have a full-size kitchen and.
You're gonna have one employee?
Yeah.
The employee's going to do the cooking?
Yeah, the cooking.
Serving?
Yeah, it's just mostly takeout anyway, so because with the four seats, you only so much you can do.
Do you have any deep frying or stuff that's gonna require grease trap?
Well, that's, I don't, I'm not sure. Yeah, that's depends on the health department. Usually I always put in every restaurant, but this one I'm not sure because it's gonna be a different kind of food, I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, probably gonna require a very small one, you know.
There's no landscaping on the plan. Can you explain to the board how you envision landscaping this property?
Just nice bushes around, like across the street, delivered to, it's a beautiful landscaping there with trees and bushes.
I don't know if all the members of the board know that Mr. Vasili has Mama Rosa's directly across the street, he also owns the
From the little.
Restaurant on the corner.
Which is empty now.
And I think he was saying that he intends to landscape this property similar to the one across the street. He has a landscape and he's gonna do additional landscaping on the Mama Rosa's, which he hasn't gotten to it yet. But, you know, bushes.
Yeah, usually does a beautiful job, I mean, you know, I'm not really an expert on what he uses.
The next issue has to do with the proposed method and location of trash storage and disposal.
Yeah, what I usually do, I put any storage in, there's a plastic bin. And we have a private company, they come to pick it up and, you know, they just go to dump, usually they recycle. Because I don't have a space for a dumpster.
So where are you talking about, one of those, with the municipalities?
Yes, yeah.
where will that, you'll have one for trash and one for recycling?
Recycle, yes.
So where will they be maintained?
I was thinking to put in the back, or the purpose part in the back.
Now, I don't know if you can tell by the plans, but when you go around to the back of the building, there's the two, the building comes like this, and there's a open space in between there. The trash receptacles are going to be placed there, but completely out of sight from either Maple Avenue or Berlin.
They'll be screened.
They'll be screened. We're not going to physically screen, but with the location, they're screened.
They'll be outside. Back by that, along the property line, sort of close to that shed, is that where you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, right back where the shed is, right in that corner there where the shed is. And also, Mr. Basile, why don't you tell the board what you intend to do about security on the site?
Cameras, like around across the street, and central alarm, and a central station.
You understand that whatever you're going to do is going to have to be approved by the police department?
Absolutely.
I think we've covered all the comments that Mr. Hanson had with regard to the application, items 1 through 10 on pages 4 and 5. Unless there's something more specific that you want to go into.
No, between Mr. Clancy and Mr. Basile, we're all fine.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Basile from the board?
Yeah, I do have two questions. The first one, did you say you were going to have a private hauler take your trash?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I do across the street of my restaurant, because I don't have a dumpster over here either. And so far, it works out good.
Okay. And then the other one is that it was brought up during the hearing here that we do have a requirement of installing sidewalks. Would you be willing to install a sidewalk?
Yeah,
I think it's going to be along, is it Maple Avenue? Is it?
No, on Berlin. On Berlin? Yeah, that's fine. I think actually it's even better. Yeah. Is it 3 feet usually, Jeff?
4 feet.
4 feet, uh-huh.
Yeah, it'll be on the plans. Mr. Clancy's office will revise the plans consistent with what we've agreed to give the citizen. A curb on Berlin Road?
Yeah.
I think there is.
Yeah, it looks, the drawing looks like it should have a curb.
Yeah. All right. If there are no other questions?
I have a question. There's a section on there that says antiques. Was that storage?
Antique. Well, Mr. Wells, I'm a collector. I have so much antique stuff. Because I have a little extra space, I'm going to display just my antique stuff there, let's say. Like, I'm a collector.
On the plan here, you've got this area, this area, and this area. So you're just going to use that to display and...
Just, yeah, I have a bunch of Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola stuff, old.
Are these antiques that you own or that you intend to sell?
No, it's all my stuff. Just
so you're not selling?
No.
So it's just storage for your personal items?
Yes, and for people to see them.
Okay.
And they're not going to be spots where you can put tables in or anything like that, because we're kind of concerned near Mama Rose's. It seems like you don't have, there are people parking in the borough parking lot to go into Mama Rose's. So we're just worried about you having little catering things.
No.
Well, that's what we're concerned about. That's what we're asking about.
Can I address that, Mr. Chairman?
Sure.
I represented Mr. Basile in that application for Mama Rosa. And when the issue of the parking came up, and the mayor was here, and I said, well, of course we're going to use the municipal parking lot. It's in the evening. We're not going to interfere with anything. And the board said, fine. So that's why we were using the lot, because we presented that to the board during that hearing, and the board said, fine. And the mayor agreed.
I don't remember the board agreeing to that.
I don't tell my customer to park.
I don't remember the board agreeing to that. I could be wrong. But that's a concern.
Nobody disagrees with
that. I mean, ideally, we don't want people crossing Linden Ave at night in the dark. You know, so we don't want anybody to get hit.
Yeah.
So that's a concern we're seeing.
Yeah, but again, Mr.
Well, I can represent that the customers at this facility will not be using the borough parking lot.
I think it's a little far.
Well, we were concerned about more of the lot across the street from the coffee shop, across Maple Ave. It's a vacant lot. We were concerned about someone parking there.
Oh, okay, there.
That's what we're concerned about. We don't want that to happen.
No.
Well, if anything's going to happen, they're going to do on-street parking, because they're not going to want to walk.
Well, it's right across the street, so that's what we're concerned about. We don't want, like I said, I was asking, are you going to use that antique room?
No.
Or like a little having baby showers?
No.
Well, that's what we're asking, we're making sure that that's on the record, that that's not going to happen. Okay? The room looks like it's big enough, you can put two tables in and have a little party. So that's what we're trying to get on the record, make sure that that's not going to happen.
Okay, I have a question here, because we have a lot of space that seems to be dedicated to the antiques, okay? And we only have 5 parking spots. So should the occasion arise when you can dispose of your antiques and move them elsewhere, it presents the possibility that we now have an area that could be a very large coffee shop. So would you commit to saying that you're not going to expand your restaurant into the...
Oh, no.
Unless you come back for approval?
No, we have to come back.
What's that? Yeah.
Yeah, I need a storage too, because my restaurant is too small over here, so I'm going to use our storage for like table chairs for personal stuff, you know?
No problem, I just want to make sure that you understand where we're coming from.
Are these going to be in cases?
No, it's all big stuff, it's not like, yeah. No, absolutely not.
You see a lot of restaurants where they have, especially down in Virginia, stuff where they have, it's just like, well, these feel like a separate room that people are still looking at, and you can purchase them there.
Yeah.
I don't think this is the bag. They don't sit there and they want to secure in cases and do that.
Well, that stuff, it's all big stuff. You cannot work out through that.
And I have one more question. I missed it. What kind of food are you going to be preparing?
Breakfast food, and lunch, salad, and sandwich.
Okay, that's what I didn't quite hear that in the original testimony.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, any delivery?
What's that?
No. Any delivery of your, like a delivery service of your food?
Most of them, we buy our own stuff. It is delivered maybe once a week, but it's not, again, it's not just a big, huge truck, like a Cisco restaurant.
Like a Grubhub or something like that?
Probably, yeah. That helps.
You're talking about him having, you're not
going to
have a
car. No. There's all this company now, Grubhub, DoorDash, whatever.
No.
Too much liability, no. No.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Get it back in there. Push. Okay. I think that's all we have to present, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Craig, do you have anything to present?
I didn't cover everything in my letter. I can just put on record that I have a plan dated May 18, 2022. The first page basically summarizes the application. If any other questions are going to be verified, I think the applicant inspector will attention to that. And then the next page lists the submitted documents.
Can I just jump in on number 4? This is number 4 in the general comments, are they taking care of that?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, you can do whatever you want. You can do it either way.
Talking about the cheap.
Yeah.
I have a question. For the apartment, you're going to have one of the spots designated for that apartment, right?
Yeah, we're going to have, I think, the one on the far end by the, train tracks. We're going to have a sign there that says tenant parking only. Tenant or employee? I'm not sure what we agreed on. Tenant parking only. The tenant?
Yes.
We're only going to provide him with one parking spot. If they have other, if one tenant has two cars, they'll have to park one on the street. Well, if they have two cars, they'll park one on the street. Well, the business is only going to be open from the morning till 3 or 4 in the afternoon. There's not going to be any night service, no restaurant open. I imagine if there's a husband and a wife with two cars, they could park two spaces there, but they would have to move one when the restaurant is open. So I would think you would tell them the tenant has one space and the other car would have to go on the street to preserve the parking for the business.
Or you could have it where the tenant, you know, when they come to look at the place, he just says, if you got more than one car, you can't use the apartment. You're going to have to go somewhere else.
Here's one other idea. Could you do stack parking on that northern property line and just for residential?
You mean put two spaces there?
Stack it along that. I don't know if that requires a variance.
We could certainly do that.
And then that just restricts that to residential, so.
Well, for the tenant.
The front space would be open for the business, then you could stack park one in some of these driveway to the residential. It's interesting, so that way if they have a unconventional problem with their parking, you should work with law enforcement officer or hospital worker, then they would still have two spaces in that floor and spaces. Is there any physical reason we couldn't stack another parking space in there?
Yeah, we could do that. That could be the employee parking space.
Do that?
Sure.
Is that satisfactory?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I think that's a good solution.
All right. I think we don't have to label anything else.
So you may come out here with four parking spaces, now you have six.
Anything else, Chris?
Okay, so how about with the turning radius, Jeff? Do we still need that, right?
No, we decided because there's not going to be anything more that handles up for turning radius or whatever. We need that in small band for the race.
Oh, okay, so.
So it's just fast through vehicles. We thought about that space
at the end. It's not really. Okay. So in terms of the points that you've made in your general comment, the applicant has agreed to do four, which is the take care of the driveway apron. Yes. Five, he's going to do some landscaping consistent with his other buildings. Number eight, which is that he's going to resurface the entire parking area. So those are the only points that you make that will make a condition of any approval.
And
that's it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sidewalk.
The sidewalk, I have that. That's something different. Here. Okay.
The three variances are the satisfies the C1 requirements.
Okay, so the four pre-existing.
We're not going to be exacerbated.
Sure.
And that means that there's exacerbated. this one on the board, we said they require bedrooms, so we want to draw the fact by the application, you know, to the lot size and...
And is that the parking to the town?
Yeah, we covered that.
So the three bulk variances, we have the pre-existing, but the three on the three bulk variances are going to be the buffer, okay, the front yard, there's two of them, okay, and that's it, okay.
Well, did you do minimum lot frontage? Remember, that's the one.
I got that as an existing.
You've got that in there? Yeah, the four of them, there's four of them. I thought you said three.
And then we...
So the pre-existing non-conformities, there's on this side lot, 6650 square feet, but then down required, the side yard setback, which is, you know, the property line base of the railroad, it's an existing non-conformity. For any part that that's existing, it's not going to change really. And then the existing non-conformity for the lot frontage, 100 requires you come back with 69 existing.
Okay.
If there was anything else, I had two in the lot that was actually created.
And then also there's a design waiver, right?
Well, the plan shows four, doesn't it? Jeff, doesn't the plan show four? Up at the top.
You considered one of the variances. Is that 9.4 feet size? Oh, that's covered. No, the side yard's covered. Lot area, lot frontage, then the front yards are new ones. Variance required. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, lot area, lot frontage, and side yard are existing.
Yeah, but he's got a master because they're all pre-existing. That's why I'm saying I thought there were four. I just wanted to make sure.
No, no. The two front yards are
different. Okay, that's fine.
Because of the handicap ramp and the additions of the stairway and the porch.
Okay, good. That's fine.
So those are your variances. Yeah, three new pre-existing.
Okay.
Unless I'm missing something.
Do you have everything?
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
No, sir.
Kate, would you like to sum it up? Oh, correct. Does anybody from the public have anything to say here? Okay. So, since no one from the public is coming forward, we'll close it to the public.
Okay, I'll just sum up here a little. So this is an application, and they're seeking a amended minor site plan, several bulk variances, and a use variance. The bulk variances, we have three that are really all pre-existing, of non-conforming, having to do with the way the property has previously been developed. The applicant is going to be doing a readapted use of the property. And then we have three actual variances, which have to do with the front, two for the front yard setback and one of a variance for the buffering that is typically required. So we do have that. And then we do have a use variance, okay? And this is in a residential, this is in a commercial B1 zone. It does not permit any residential use. So we're seeking that. And then we have one design waiver. And that has to do with the applicant. The site plan does not have a loading area. So we've heard the testimony of this evening how the applicant is going to be using the property. We did have a planner put forth the legal reasoning, both meeting the positive and negative criteria for granting use variance and also for the bulk variances. So if the board is inclined to grant the application, there will be a couple of conditions that we would impose on such a thing. First off would be that the applicant has agreed to install a sidewalk along Berlin Road. The applicant will actually consult with the borough's sewer department because we did have a provision in there for installing a grease trap, and he's unsure whether that would be required, but that would be a condition that he have to consult with the sewer authority and address that issue with them. The applicant has also indicated that he will not expand into those areas in the site plan that have been designated as storage for antiques, and if he does desire to do that, he would have to come back before the board and with another amended site plan. The applicant would, as we require everyone to submit, to go to the police department and submit their surveillance plan so that the police can review it and approve it and make any recommendations that they need. I think those were all of the conditions. So I think that maybe because the use variance does require a supermajority, why don't we pose the use variance vote with the board? And the use variance will simply be that allowing for the mixed use on this property, the coffee shop on the bottom, which is permitted, and an apartment, a one-bedroom apartment, on the second floor, and that residential use is not permitted, and so seeking a variance. And for all the reasons that Ms. Morrissey has stated on justifying that variance.
So we want to have a motion on the use variance?
Use variance.
And then the bulk variances separately? It would be second. What do you want to call the second one? The other variances. You
know, just the other.
Bulk variances?
The bulk variance, the site plan, the waiver.
Okay. Okay. Could I have a motion on the use variance?
Make motion to approve.
Second.
Craig? Jeremy? Could I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Wells?
Yes.
Ms. Joy Jackson?
Yes.
Mr. Dawson?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Jermaine Jackson?
Yes.
Ms. Prodish?
Yes.
Mr. Vandergrift?
Yes. The next, the remaining variances?
But that would be, the remaining issues are the bulk variances, which were, again, three that are pre-existing, four that are pre-existing, and three new variances, and the design waiver, and the approval of the minor site plan.
Okay. With that, can I have a motion?
Motion.
Make that motion.
So we have, okay. Who's that? Craig? And Pat? So, Craig and Pat. Roll call, please.
Mr. Wells?
Yes.
Ms. Joy Jackson?
Yes.
Mr. Dawson?
Yep.
Mr. Foley? Mr. Foley? Yes. Mr. Jermaine Jackson?
Yes.
Ms. Prodish? Yes. And Mr. Vandergrift?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Open the meeting to the public.
Any comments?
Does anybody in the public have anything to say? Open the meeting to the public. Anybody from the board have anything to say? Could I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Motion.
Second.